Setting up your Bluetooth and the key describer mode. Well, to do this, the first thing we want to do is actually turn on the Trekker. So if you would hit the little button at the very top that we talked about earlier, and you don't have to hold it down like many devices, just press it.
System bar, press the up and down keys to open the system menu.
Now, I want to show you some important keys that you might want to adjust immediately. At the very top of the unit, on the left and the right, just above what we call the validate keys, you will find on the right is called the delete key, and on the left is backspace. However, these also control speech rate and speech volume. By holding the shift key down, which is to the right of the little tiny cursor cross on the PDA itself, hold the shift key down and press delete, the volume will go up.
Volume level 10.
And if I hold down the shift key and press the backspace,
volume level 9, volume level 8.
Well, we'll go back up.
Volume level 9, volume level 10.
And the control key, when it's held down, has those two keys switch to controlling the rate.
Voice rate 4, voice rate 3, voice rate 4, voice rate 6, voice rate 5. Voice rate 4.
And we'll stay with 4. I imagine you'll probably want to run it at a higher speed as you get used to this particular speech. This is, by the way, the Eloquence speech engine. Next thing we need to check is, did your unit come with the Bluetooth turned on and set to the particular receiver that you have, that is the satellite receiver, the GPS receiver? And there's a very easy way to check that. What we do is going to turn on the receiver, and then I'm going to go into Trekker. And as Trekker is loading, if everything is okay, we will hear the hardware connect tone that's very familiar to Windows. Now, there's two ways to start Trekker. You can use your up and down arrow on the cursor cross, or you could hold Control and F4. I'm going to do Control and F4. We'll wait a minute.
Initializing Trekker. Please wait. Trekker. Main dialog. Battery level 100%.
And you heard the tone as it connected. And we are indeed up and running with Bluetooth. If you do not have Bluetooth running, then you will need to exit Trekker. You have two ways to do this. You can use the menu key, or you could just hit the escape key. This is the little key to the far left on the bottom of the PDA.
Trekker message.
I press that.
Exit Trekker.
Exit Trekker. And the tab keys would go between yes and no. I'm on yes, so I'm going to hit the middle enter key.
System bar. Press the up and down keys to open the system menu.
To go over to the Bluetooth setting, you want to hit the left key. Now, you could hit the right key, and the right key will give you your battery status and so on, but the left key will take you more quickly to Bluetooth.
Bluetooth radio is on.
Bluetooth radio is on. If yours says off, press the enter key.
Bluetooth configuration dialog. Turn Bluetooth off button.
If yours is off, press the enter key and wait a second, and Bluetooth will come on. Then you need to use the tab key.
Bluetooth device type, combo box, GPS, Earthmate BlueLogger, 1 of 15, disabled.
There are 15 types of devices, including Bluetooth keyboards, a Braille input type keyboard, as well as numerous GPS receivers. You will have to know the make of your particular receiver. It might be an RB 1000 or 2100 or whatever, but whatever it is, you will go down to that. When you hear the name of your particular unit, use the tab key once.
Enable Bluetooth device button.
And it says enable Bluetooth device. Well, I don't want to enable this one because I already have one enabled, but if you get asked enable device and it is the one you want, you With the receiver turned on, press the Enter key, and it'll say connecting to your device. And once that's done, then you go one more with the tab to the right.
OK button.
And you can hit OK.
System bar. Bluetooth radio is on.
OK, let's assume that you're all connected up, and let's go back into Trekker. Again, I'm going to use Control and F4.
Initializing Trekker. Please wait. Trekker. Main dialogue. Battery level 100%.
And there's the sound, and it's 100%. Now, I'm inside. We're not going to be able to pick up any satellites. It's searching, and it is going to have a long search. Well, getting these messages periodically when you're browsing offline or doing something where you are not using the receiver, but the receiver is on, it's very handy to go into the settings menu and turn off the GPS connection. You're not turning off the Bluetooth. So hit F4 alone so that you go into the menus.
Opening menu.
And I'm going to go up arrow.
One of seven. Exit E. Help. Submenu. A. Settings. Submenu. S.
Now, submenu means that I can use the right cursor key to drop into the menu.
Set GPS off. S.
And I'm going to set GPS off, and you will hear the disconnect sound.
Closing menu. Trekker message box. Turn GPS module off. Yes button.
Yes, I do want to do that. And now it's off.
Off. Please turn off GPS device.
Now, by the way, the volume settings that you did in the system level are not going to carry through to the Trekker. So you have to set these separately.
Trekker volume 9. Trekker volume 10.
Okay, so I've set my Trekker volume up where it's a little easier to hear. And now I want to show you one of the most helpful keys on the keyboard. It is the F1 key held down. Many of these keys have two functions. The first function is activated by just pressing the key. The second function is activated by holding the key down. I want to go into the what we would generally call the key describer mode. Let's take a look at that by holding down F1.
Entering describer mode.
And we're in describer mode. Anything I hit now will only speak what it does, but it will not actually activate anything. And let's take a look at the top. Again, clear over to the left at the very top.
Backspace.
Is the backspace. Next to the delete key, we have these 12 little round keys. You can use these for inputting information when you're in a dialog box, such as putting in an address, or when you are running with Trekker or riding with Trekker, whatever. Several of these have special functions assigned to them. Most of these functions can be achieved from the menus, but these are nice hotkeys. For example, if you hit the first round button right next to the backspace, it says
speed.
Speed. Very handy. You can use it when you're walking, and you can use it when you're riding. And in several different tests in several different cars, we have found it to be extraordinarily accurate. The next key over.
Heading.
This will tell you whether you're going north, south, east, or west. And the next key over.
Current city.
Current city. And then you get to
delete.
Let's go back across to the second row down. Just below the speed key, you have
altitude.
Well, probably you're not going to try to fly a plane with this, and it isn't that accurate, but it's kind of fun. However, I will say that one time while going through a very high pass in Colorado, we reached a point at the top where there was a sign. I think it said 11,006 feet. I can't remember exactly. And Trekker was only 3 feet off. Well, the driver said that's because the sign was up on a small hill. I don't know about that, but anyway, you can get that sort of information from a GPS system, so here it is in Trekker. Then going over to the right, the round button with the little nub on it, that would be a 5 key if you were using a telephone pad.
Latitude and longitude.
Latitude and longitude. And then the number six key?
Number of satellites in view.
Number of satellites in view. Those are all the little keys that have been programmed to do various functions. We need to go to the bottom of the validate keys. There's a small key on either side. If you press the small key to the left, this is, again, right at the bottom of that long validate key, it says
spell.
Spell. So if you didn't understand the name, you could hit spell and it'll spell it. These next keys,
unassigned.
Three keys unassigned, and then we get to the next key.
Tell.
Tell. Could be say, but it's a tell. And this will repeat whatever it just said. All right, let's jump down to the bottom section. And let's look at the home key. Just press it. You don't have to hold it down.
Geographical, where am I? Press and hold. Pedestrian and motorized mode toggle.
This toggle is very handy. You walk to the bus stop. You get ready to get on the bus. You hold this key down, and it goes into motorized mode. Next key down, the page up.
Route information. Press and hold. Free mode toggle.
This will go from pedestrian to free mode. We'll be demonstrating free mode in the next section. Free mode lets you walk around, say, in a park where there aren't any streets, and the checker then will tell you at least what is off in the distance, either east, west, whichever way you're heading, so that you can come out of the park on the street that you hope to. All right, let's try page down.
Route activation. Press and hold. Route creation.
This has to do with routes. We'll create a route. If you press the shift key and hold this down.
Reroute.
Reroute. Very handy. If you are off track and you want to know, can you get me a new route to where I want to go? That's if you have a route in. Then Trekker will recalculate and still get you to your destination. We actually had that happen when I was recording a motorized route, and so you'll hear how that works. And now let's go down to the end key.
Points of interest on segment. Press and hold. Browsing toggle.
Browsing toggle. Browsing means browsing a route or just browsing around the streets while sitting comfortably at home. It's a good way to find out what you might encounter if you went down this street, turned left, and then went down that street. If you hit a seven-way intersection, you know you might want to try a different way. Now on the other side, the F1.
F1, where am I? Press and hold. Key describer toggle.
And that's the key describer that we're using. What about F2?
F2, GPS status and name of active route. Press and hold. GPS connection toggle.
That will actually turn the connection on and off also, instead of using the menu and settings. And then F3.
F3, contextual menu, press and hold, running programs.
And this will tell you, especially if you're using Maestro, what other programs may be running. And F4.
F4, application menu, press and hold. Keyboard mode toggle.
Now the keyboard mode toggle, this is what switches the 12 keys at the top between Braille input and telephone keypad input. And you can set a default in the menus. And then of course we have all of our other keys in the center.
Right arrow, left arrow, up arrow, down arrow, tab, shift tab.
Okay, those are the keys as described by the key describer. Let's hold down the F1 key and come out. There it goes. Come out
of
quitting describer mode. Now, when I do something on the keypad, it will result in an action. And that ends this section. We'll now move on to Trekker's menus.